Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, the results of the latest team challenge, 99 on brand balloons. And I think it's fair to say, yours truly got a little carried away. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Wednesday morning. Oh, hang on. Here we go, drums. Boom, ooh, and there's the drop. Good morning, Matt Dyson. How are you doing
morning,
today?
I'm good, thank you. Very, very well.
Emma Jones, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Are you okay? I'm just putting my hands in the air.
Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
I'm waving around like I just don't care. It's 6:37. This is what I do. So we all did the team challenge at 10 a.m. yesterday after the show in the TV studio here. It was 99 on brand balloons. We had to burst as many as we could, and we are going to be having the results delivered to us at around 8:10 this morning. You've injured yourself, Matt.
I'm injured, yeah. All over my body. Mainly in my elbow. Have you seen it, Emma?
Right. No, but were you popping balloons with your elbow?
Was that your tekkers?
I used a few different techniques, but I got this horrible...
Oh, nasty.
Carpet burn.
You know, you get to an age where you can injure yourself bursting a balloon.
Yes, yeah.
That's many, many
years
away.
And you'll be there in
me.
About, what, 9 months?
No.
12 years.
15 years.
Sorry.
I'll take what she
15
said.
15 years, yes.
What Emma just said.
I'm getting the electric shock that happens when I mention your real age.
Right, hang on. I had this pedal installed for a reason, and I will use it. It's the only reason I wear winkle pickers is I can't quite reach it. It's not close enough, but I will use it. Right, let's give you a chance to stick it to the bin man, shall we? Even at my tender age, there are things I'll do from time to time which will prove slightly taxing in a physical manner.
Yes.
And I partook in a not particularly new activity, but an activity I did for the first time across the course of the weekend. And I was telling you all about it on yesterday's show. Listen to this. I had my first ever, and I think this could be big, by the way, and you heard it here first. I want to say that. Something called...
Wow, what is this?
It's going to be big.
I think it's going to be... I think a lot of kind of celebrities, presenters could get really into this on their Instagram. I think they could really try and persuade everybody that this is the way in which they live a spiritual life.
Yes.
Not for cash, for genuinely because they do. Meow.
Yeah.
Where's the presenters union now? So, what I want to know for your chance to win a bin sticker for your wheelie bin... Which activity did I take part in for the first time at the weekend? Was I doing yoga or was I knitting? Was I doing yoga or was I knitting? Your names and your answers, please, to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Download the Wix app, shop on the go, and find everything you need for your next home improvement project.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Let's try it one more time, Matt.
Okay.
What year was I born?
You were born in... 1980.
This is your final chance. What year was I born?
1994.
Correct.
Okay.
It's not so hard, is it? 6:46 in the morning. Why aren't you getting about this? Joining us right now on line one is Zoe. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Excellent. Are you desperate to stick it to the bin, man?
Desperate.
Okay, which part of the country will my face be winging its way to if you can answer the question?
Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, nice. Lovely. Okay, we've not talked about the bin sitch in Stoke-on-Trent before. How many wheelie bins have you got, Zoe?
3.
Okay, take us through them. What colours are they? What do they house?
We have brown for the garden waste, grey for recycling, and blue for general waste.
Grey for recycling.
Yes. Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Okay, so put me on the grey one. Where are you thinking of putting me?
I'm definitely good on the brown one. It's the biggest.
Okay, oh, it's a big. Okay, no, that's fair enough. So at the weekend, I did an activity for the first time. Not particularly a new thing that people are taking part in, but I certainly enjoyed it. Was it yoga or knitting?
It was yoga.
It was yoga, Zoe. Well done. You are going to stick it to the bin man. My thanks for tuning in, and I'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you.
Cheers, Zoe. Have a lovely day, and there'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
12 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning, and here we go, as promised. It is Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Yes.
Matt, what's going on the socials?
Well, first TikTok footballer Jay Lings is back. He's been trending again.
You know he's not big news now, he's at Forest.
Sorry, Let's go. It's not just because he's at Forest that I'm focusing on him.
Done deal, baby.
But,
let's go.
But I am hoping he comes back to haunt to West Ham on Sunday in the Premier League. But he's done a classic competitive dad move. Move while playing with his three-year-old daughter, playing football in their back garden in a goal. She's lined up this little cute little three-year-old girl, and he's like, can you see if you can try and save it? Try and save the shot. And then he blasts it right in the top corner. And it's quite harsh, but here we go.
Save it! 1, 2, 3... Savage! now,
brutal.
I love it. Reportedly, Jay Lings is on £200,000 a week.
Oh,
right?
Because anyway. Yeah, I think it's a lot less, but yeah.
Anyway, because he's very good at football, if I tried to do that with Evie, there is no doubt I would blast her straight in the face.
Yes.
I have not got the skills.
I'd be too worried about it. But
there's your three-year-old, the most precious thing in the world to you. You stood her in the middle of the goal, and Jay Lings, whatever he gets paid per week, it's enough to make sure he can put it in the top left-hand corner.
Exactly.
It's giving me like anxiety even thinking about trying to recreate that with Evie.
It's a dangerous game to play, isn't it? Just do a little pee roller along the floor, much safer. But it was reminiscent of Michael Owen's famous soccer skills video.
Oh.
This is like a social ammo history clip, this one, where he did these videos where he was like soccer skills for kids, and he was shooting balls from the penalty spot at a 13-year-old keeper, and he kept blasting them in. And then celebrating right in the keeper's face, going, yeah, have a piece of that. And Neville Southall was there because he was the goalkeeper coach. And Southall was not impressed with the performance of Michael Owen. Remember this?
Get in there! Well done, he's 13. Game, set and match, Owen.
Well done, he's 13. Slow hand clap.
That's a great name.
Amazing piece of Neville Southall from history there. And the other story this morning, Dave, is Call of Duty related, because an amazing guff fact on Instagram: people have collectively spent more than 25 billion hours playing the video game Call of Duty.
I think that might all be Stefan.
it's not just
it's amazing. He's got little Joe in one arm and a controller in the other hand.
He still manages to do it.
It's heartwarming.
On his paternity leave, he's getting even more time in.
Telescopic scope, I've got it now. I'm sneaking around the back of the building. Sorry, Stefan, sorry.
But yeah, every year, Call of Duty players collectively log 475,000 years of gameplay.
Wow.
And you add it up over the course of their six-year history, and Activision's game, which is a first-person shooter, isn't it, in war situations, that's cost 2.85 million years, more than 14 times longer than humanity has existed.
Oh. Take that with you.
Something to think about.
You'll be contemplating it later if we've saved your data.
Exactly. Thank you. You've done my outline. Cheers.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists. Whichever ditty you just enjoyed right there, I'm pleased for you, because all I got for the last few minutes was Matt Dyson wittering on about how much Jay Lings gets paid. He's sick and tired of the misinformation. I just said it as a little joke I might blast a football into Evie's face. Yeah. That was all it was. I was just trying to join in the story a good co-host. I don't care about the economic shortcomings of not in a Forest football club.
Well, yeah, okay, I won't bore you with it any longer. Fine.
Well, just get out of the way.
Apparently
how much
he was
do you
offered,
think he's
on? Offered more.
You could help yourself, good job.
He was offered more to get to West
Ham. Right, I'm going to use the electrodes on you.
Not again, now. Well, since you've had these installed.
I've had these installed. I've got the pedal. Now.
Okay, I won't mention it again.
He's
on 200 grand a week. Fine, have it your way.
That'll learn you. Right. I said One Breakfast Show, 9 different playlists. That's the truth. Yes, it is. You can download the free Absolute Radio app, use your digital radio or your smart speakers and listen to any one of our decade or specialist stations. And this morning on Guest of the Year, it's all things Absolute Radio 70s. These three songs are played on Absolute Radio 70s. They were released in the 1970s. But to earn a shout-out, which year was it? Here we go. Got the Stones, Brown Sugar. Got the Mighty Who, Won't Get Fooled Again.
Big hitters.
Yeah, quite a year. And finally, the legend Tina Turner, Proud Mary. Whew, what a year! But which year is it? I want your names, I want your answers. I want where you are, and I want a flavour of what you're doing right now. Send the whole thing along in one textual package to 8-12-15. And if you guess the year correctly, you'll get your shout-out next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Save time with Click and Collect. Ready to pick up in an hour. Download the Wix app to start your next home and garden project.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:29 on your Wednesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Now, just moments ago, I played you a snippet of three separate songs, all from Absolute Radio 70s. And the big question to earn a shout-out is, which year were they released? We had the Rolling Stones and Brown Sugar. We had the Who. And we had Tina Turner. What a year for music releases. Matt Dyson, give us your answer. Yeah, come on, Matt.
I guessed 72 initially, but I don't know. I'm not 100% confident in that.
So many of you said 1972. You're 1 year out. 1971 is the answer. Wow. Congratulations to Tina in Brinklow, Paul the Pants designer, stealing himself for another day of work. Sharon in Cannock on the way to work. Bill and Ben on the way to Bexley Heath. And they're not looking forward to it, apparently. Rob in Braintree on a day off and taking the kids on a hike along the Flitch Way. Lynn in sunny Worcester having a nice day off with her cat, Harry. And Kev in sunny Somerset putting up signs for the AA. Bravo, one and all. The answer was 1971.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. I want to know, have you pulled a Nana move? Where did we get this version of the Golden Girls theme tune from?
A weird starting
moment.
Like
I bought it off a guy in a pub on DVD. I pulled an Anna move on my long weekend off. Oh. We drove out to the health spa. We talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. And on the way, I saw one of those brown road signs that pointed towards Bletchley Park.
Yes.
And I honestly, it was involuntary. Yeah. I honestly said out loud, I was sat in the passenger seat, Sarah Jane was driving. I said, Bletchley Park, where the war was won.
I love it.
She literally went, all right, Grandad.
Where the war was won.
So there we go.
It's, I mean, it's true, though. I mean, it's a true fact.
True
well,
fact.
Yeah, I know, but it's a Nana move.
Every time I go past on the train, I think of that.
Yeah. Think of Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah. And how he won us the war.
Yeah.
Historically, don't Google any of this. It's just a mess. So that's my Nana move. Nice. Bletchley Park, where the war was won.
Yeah. It's almost when you feel your grandparents just taking over your body. You can't help but flirt it out. Where the war was won.
Yeah. I had to say, Nan, get your hands off around my neck and sit back, will you? Yeah. That's why I'm always in the passenger seat. Can't have that when I'm driving. Yeah.
I had a similar incident the other day when the children were walking outside with no shoes and socks. It came out. It was like, don't put some shoes and socks on, you'll get chilblains. That was my grandma taking over, because I've never had chilblains.
No.
I think it's some sort of Victorian ailment that doesn't even exist anymore.
Of course,
anymore.
If anyone's been affected by anything Matt Dyson's saying in this part of the programme.
But for some reason, I couldn't stop but say, you're getting chilblains. My grandma possessed me for a second.
Emma Jones, have you pulled an Anna move this week?
Yeah, actually.
Always.
Yes, so many. I pointed out to Stefan, my husband, the other day in the sky, the perfect example of a cirrus cloud.
That's a cool
honestly,
version.
Honestly, it was stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Well,
really.
Hello there. Hello, Nana. 8-12-15 is a number. Come and join in.
Walls need a splash of colour? Find the perfect shade of paint for your home at Wix. Shop the stunning range of coloured emulsions in-store or through the Wix app. Thank you for being a
friend. It's your Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And when those two facts come together, you know we're going to be talking Nana moves. Yes, we all say or do something that could constitute the kind of move that one of our beloved Nanas would make. If you've done such a thing, get in touch at 8-12-15, which is exactly what Seb has done. Good morning, Seb.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Good morning, Seb.
Seb, Nana, great having you on the show. Nana Seb. Nicely put. This is all about the weekly shopping trip to a supermarket. Tell everybody about your Nana move.
Well, OK, so I write a shopping list in order of the way that it's laid out in the supermarket.
Whoa! Next level.
Oh, I love it. He's gone up there, hasn't he?
I'm quite impressed by that.
He's taken us from here to there.
Really good.
All of my friends take the mick out of me for it.
Well, of course they do, Seb. It's ridiculous. Well, how long have you been doing this for?
Oh, years. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Now, I believe one day your Nana move took a turn for the worse. Tell everybody what happened that fateful morning.
Okay, so went to the go shopping in a local well-known supermarket, rhymes with diddle, and they'd completely changed the layout.
Oh no, my goodness, completely thrown you off.
So my brain just went into meltdown, and I had to leave.
Yeah,
and I went home, and my girlfriend at the time, now fiance, I don't know why she's still with me, but she said, "Why haven't you gone shopping?" I said, "Well, they've changed everything. I'm going to have to go back and do a recce and then rewrite the list."
Oh, hello, Sebastian. So when you looked around and you saw that the supermarket won't name but rhymes with diddle, they changed the entire layout. Did you just stand in reception like, just take your list out?
Yeah.
Well, this is absolutely pointless now, isn't it? Thanks a lot, diddle.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you went back, you did a recce, you got a lay of the land, and then you then went and wrote another list that matched it geographically, and you were back and you were a happy Nana again.
That's correct, yeah.
Sebastian, great having you on the show. A round of applause. Well done, man. Pulling the Nana moves. Keep them coming. 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
12 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as do the results of the second team challenge. The producers brought it to our door yesterday. Around this time, it was called 99 on Brand Balloons. After we'd concluded the show and Emma had done her final bulletin of the morning, we made our way through separately to the TV studio, and we had to burst as many balloons as we possibly could using only parts of our body. And the results slash audio are in, and we've been told that we're going to start with my attempt. Okay. So here we go.
Start the timer.
Slow start. Oh, picking up now.
Pointy shoes, mate.
So it was stomping. Were you stomping? Nice. Wow.
Wow, really rapid.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh.
Oh.
I found it very therapeutic. I don't know if any of you... That's my yoga. Okay, so I am told on the screen right now that I managed to burst 32 balloons
32.
In 30 seconds.
Wow.
Now, as you noticed there as well, I kind of added a little bit of a dramatic, I added a dramatic pause for the purpose of the video, because this is all going to be on the socials, therefore costing myself like 5 seconds in balloon popping time. Okay. Basically, I was showing off.
Yeah.
Getting his excuses in already.
You still got more than one a second, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good.
32. That's true, that's good.
It's now Emma's, right? Yeah, so we're now going to play Emma. We're going to play your audio. Here we go.
Let's go.
Wow.
And are you stomping here?
I was stomping, yeah.
Not sitting and grabbing? No.
No. Mm-hmm. I was quite pretty scared quick, by the experience.
Sounds harrowing, your one.
Wailing going on, isn't it? Pretty steady pace, though.
Definitely slower than Dave, I think.
I'm told, and I'm not liking what I'm hearing.
Ooh.
I got 32 in 30 seconds. You managed to burst 35.
35. Oh. Wow.
Which means you are in the lead.
Oh, that 5 seconds cost you dear.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. So we've got Matt's audio to come. I've been told we're going to play a song, then we're going to hear it. Now, that means one of two things. We're either doing this because Matt's won or for comedy effect. Now, we know that Matt chose to lay down on the floor.
I went for the diving technique.
And, and he's got a carpet burn. Yes. He injured himself through popping balloons. So we're going to find out how you did, Matt, after this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show 9 playlist. If you're listening on Absolute Radio, that's Suede. She still leads me on, and that's one of my favourite songs of the moment. In fact, we have a whole load of brand new music that is out and about, and it is sounding great here on The Breakfast Show. Now, we know that I popped 32 on-brand balloons in 30 seconds. Emma managed to burst 35. Mm. And it is time now for Matt Dyson's audio. So, Matt... Yeah. Tell everybody now how you went about doing it.
I envisage sort of diving on the pile of balloons.
Which you did.
And trying to get as many as possible, covering a bigger surface area.
With your big bear-like paws.
What actually happened, I did do that, but then they ended up sort of rolling around on the floor.
And then you had a nap.
And then I realised there's still lots of times left, so I just got up and started just stomping around. I've seen the
How
video.
Do you think it's gone?
Well, I don't know if my technique worked at all, because there was a little gap where I wasn't popping any in the middle, I think. So I'm not 100% confident. And I think that the ship called Dignity may have sailed today, to be honest, because it doesn't look great.
Okay. Well, of course, all this will be available for you to watch on the socials. No one's done well visually on this. Okay, it is time for Matt Dyson's 99 on-brand balloons challenge. Here we go.
I was rolling around on the floor, just flailing my arms and legs around.
Is Daddy okay, Mama?
Stop.
Matt Dyson.
Yes.
Friend.
It's hard to tell.
Co-host.
Did. Yeah, go on.
One-time lover. You managed in 30 seconds to pop 45 balloons!
Yeah!
I'm not even mad. I'm pleased for you, man.
I can't believe it. I don't know if it was worth the injury, but I mean, yeah.
Matt was literally bleeding when he came out of the injury. He was actually bleeding.
I was bleeding from my knees, from my elbows. I cut my finger. I mean, I lost it. I was just in the zone.
We were all having a bit of fun, but Matt thought this was Saving Private Ryan. He just went in there.
Look, I did so badly on the first one, I needed to make up for it.
Yeah,
so
I thought you'd have this one in the bag.
That's all that matters.
Brute strength.
Yeah. Pure brute strength soaring through, which means the leaderboard. Board after two team challenges in the month of August, with a couple more remaining that I'm aware of,
I'm in last place with a point. Matt Dyson, you've leapt to second with 3 points, and Hermione is still top with 4 points.
Come on.
Oh, yes. Okay, I believe there'll be another challenge along next week. Hype Beast One, but is that right? Ooh. Next week, okay. On the way this morning, well, we've got the balloon challenge, the fallout. Because an old friend of the Breakfast Show made an appearance during the clean-up operation, and we need to talk about it. We're doing it next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Download the Wix app, shop on the go, and find everything you need for your next home improvement project.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
It's Wednesday morning. If you're looking for something to do, head over to @AbsoluteRadio on Twitter. You can see the video of the team challenge with your actual eyes. We've had this message into the studio and it says, Dave Berry, our border collie used to love bursting balloons. On Christmas Day morning, we would blow up 100 balloons and then let him into the living room to destroy them. Mm. He loved it and wouldn't stop until the last one was gone. All the best, Dean Clement in Barnsley, South Yorkshire. Well, thanks very much, Steve, for sharing with the group, Dean. That's lovely.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
8.37 on your Wednesday morning. If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, well, the results are in for the 99 on-brand balloon challenge. You can see the videos for yourselves on the Absolute Radio socials. But plot spoiler, I came last, bursting 32 balloons in 30 seconds. Emma managed 35. Matt did 45. Very impressive work from the Dysonator. So this is the kind of fallout of it all, the things you need to know. First of all, you need to know that we had to go and apologise to Fleur East on Hits,
yeah.
Jordan and Perry on Kiss, Ronan and Harriet on Magic, the other breakfast shows that were going on at that time. The balloon popping wasn't such an issue. Apparently it was me that caused the real problem when I did this.
I could hear that from the stairwell, funnily enough. Yeah, it was very loud.
Ronan was there going, it's your summer payday. So apologies to everyone else. But then, well, we got to see an old friend. And I could see the look in producer Dave's eyes. As all the balloons were laid strewn across the TV studio here, he was thinking, there's only one man who can step up now, and one man's little friend.
Any chance he gets.
Any chance he gets. And that was when he pulled out the penknife.
Oh, the Swiss
producer
Army knife.
Producer Dave, Swiss Army knife was out. The fish scaler was away.
Yeah.
The corkscrew was gone. It was just a little blade for this one.
Yes.
Because those balloons needed popping ASAP, didn't they? Of course, in the past, Dave's brought out his penknife when we had to fix the little electric game we were doing to give away tickets to see Liam Gallagher. He opened Fleur East's bottle of super malt with it. He does all of the flattening of the
handy
Amazon delivery boxes for the recycling.
It's not weird, it's handy.
Yeah, he's opened producer Scarlett's fruit bag that she was struggling to get into one morning.
Yeah.
She needed a Satsuma.
So
one hero stepped up and sorted that out right away. So we recorded, because he was just, it was in his element. He was skipping around. It was just a moment of delight for him. We recorded the audio of producer Dave bursting the remaining balloons of his penknife. Are you ready for this? Here we go. Oh, that's me screaming. Got to stop playing that.
You do that every
Please
time.
Please tell me everyone else heard that. Please tell me everyone else heard that.
Every time he doesn't get his penknife out, you let one of those screams go.
He had to last it out. Which attachment will he use today? And then
Come
he was
on.
Off.
Oh, yes. Satisfying.
But you know what? It was the techers.
Yeah.
He wasn't stabbing at them.
No.
He was just kind of looking blankly off into the distance. He was just like dally. It's just a dab. It was like he slipped
it's
into
not
the
about
zone.
Power, it's technique.
How many in 30 seconds? It must have been hundreds.
50. He proudly says, genuinely answering the question. 52.
Yeah, I don't know. 52.
And you can go and check that out on Dave's personal socials, I think, if you want to, I'd imagine.
Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Summer's still here, and so are a host of options to keep you cool, including fans, aircon units, and everything you need to keep your garden cool too. Shop in store or through the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
In what form does your tidbit come today, Matt?
A little food and drink special. Ooh. For you. We'll start with the drink, because an amazing feat by this ultra-elite marathon runner called Robert Pope, who has ran the length of Ireland. He's gone from Galway City on the west coast to Dublin in under 24 hours, right?
Wow.
Why am I talking about how? What's the relation to drink to this? Well, he started with a pint of Guinness in Galway, and then he got to Dublin just in time for closing time and had another pint of Guinness at the other end.
That's what fueled him for
the
entire
journey. He was fueled by the black stuff all the way, running 131 miles. Amazing.
For charity, or was it just
a
bet?
Yes, it was for the WWF, so yeah, he did it. Not the rest
of it. Hey, Robert, when you finish your pint, I bet you.
Yeah, no, he's used to doing this sort of stuff. And he was raising money for the World Wildlife Fund, which is very nice. And
excellent.
And then the food side of this social ammo extra update is the concept of the onion bargee scotch egg, which has gone viral.
Okay.
It's fusion food at its peak. I mean, it's a yes from me. I'm trying to imagine that instead of the pork mince, you've got the onion bargee surrounding the eggs.
So the egg's in the middle, and then it's bargee.
Yeah, and then it's bargeed up. I mean, it's
what would you dip that in? What would you, Matt? I'm asking you.
Yes,
what would you dip that in? Would you go for a mango chutney?
Right. But then you've got the scotch egg thing, so you want
some sort of mango and egg middle ground.
Yeah. And mint yogurt wouldn't be right. I think it might be the one time where I'd go for lime pickle.
Oh,
actually.
Hello!
You know what? Yeah.
That's so why I ask you these big questions.
There you go.
He's so not scared.
There's your food and drink update on the Social Ammo Extra. You'll be talking about it later on Save Your Data.
May I very quickly interject here? I am fully aware that I've attempted both a Welsh and an Irish accent on the show this morning.
Stop it,
and I cannot apologise enough. I am so sorry.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Ah, there you go. Another 4 hours of live radio complete and packaged up into podcast form. But what shall it be named? Well, Matt Dyson, you've got some big hitters today.
Yeah.
You've got Well Done, He's 13.
Oh, Neville Southall, yeah.
A geographically correct shopping list makes Seb a happy nana.
Oh, man, that's Seb.
The ship called Dignity may have sailed.
I think it may have.
Like that one. The glee of a penknife in a room full of balloons.
Oh, Swiss over there.
I felt up a pair of black stretch jersey trousers in next.
Oh, wow.
They're
your
options.
Rich pickings. But yeah, I mean, having watched the various different videos of me on social media now that are out there, I think it might have to be the Dignity going. It's also a bit more vague, it doesn't give anything away. Perhaps.
Okay, having watched the same videos, I think I agree, actually. The ship called Dignity may have sailed is the name of the daily podcast. Up next, news on how we could give you a summer payday. And today it's £12,500. So it's goodbye from me, Matt Dyson, Emma Jones, the Hypebeast Bumble producer Mark, producer Scarlett and Swiss over there. Until tomorrow at 6 a.m., stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.